This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
As we live for Christ, we will experience troubles and hardships. Some will tell you that troubles are a result of sin or maybe even a lack of faith. But Paul the Apostle teaches that they will simply be a part of God's plan for believers. Our problems help us either look upward and forward or inward. They help us build strong character, and they help us be sensitive to others who also must struggle through these things, or they cause us to withdraw. You see, in addition, problems are unavoidable, really, because we're trying to be godly people in an ungodly world. Your troubles may well be a sign of actually an effective Christian living. We're in verse 5 of chapter 1 of 2 Thessalonians today. And again, for the sake of context, let's jump back to verse 3. And we're reading it out of the Living Bible, where Paul wrote, "Dear brothers, giving thanks to God for you is not only the right thing to do, but it is our duty to God. Because of the really wonderful way your faith has grown and because of your growing love for each other, we're happy to tell the other churches about your patience and complete faith in God, in spite of all the crushing troubles and hardships you're growing through." Verse 5, "This is only one example of the fair, just way God does things, for He is using your sufferings to make you ready for His kingdom." Paul herein was saying that the very fact that these believers had indeed been persecuted, that they had gone through these trials, was one of the things that actually proved they were part of God's kingdom. 2 Timothy 3:12 reminds us that, yes, and all who desire to live godly in Jesus Christ will suffer persecution. Sadly, we tend to think that the trials and the difficulties that we go through, that it means that something is wrong, that we are enduring spiritual warfare, or we've sinned, or done something terrible. However, Paul is laying out a totally different scenario for both those in Thessalonica as well as us that are reading this today. Number one in this scenario is that trials are going to come, but they don't have to only be a negative. Two, God will deal with those who persecute us for our faith. And lastly, three, He will one day return to take us to a realm where there will no longer be any tribulations that stem from our fallen world or our fallen natures. In reality, it is actually those uncomfortable and often difficult things in life that produce Christ-like qualities in us. There really is no other way to walk this Christian life. If you want to be like Jesus, hard times simply are inevitable. And seeking to avoid that, therefore, essentially, is avoiding God's work of love within you and within your life. We can continue to live our lives avoiding the challenges and the testings and even the stretching of our faith, but doing so will at best result in our remaining a spiritual child, and worse, falling away from God in our idolatry of comfort and ease over things like holiness and pleasing God. You know, when we look at a diamond, it appears quite beautiful, doesn't it? But let us not forget how that diamond got there. It had to start as a worthless lump of coal and then get really squeezed really hard for a very long time. And then finally, in the end, it gets cut carefully and surgically. That's why Peter tells us our faith is purified by fiery trials. 1 Peter 4:12. And then James goes on to say, "Count it all joy when you go through those trials." James chapter 1, verse 2. So we will, at least do we, pray, "God, get me out of here," or, "God, your will be done when it comes to me. God, do what is best to make me like you." The book of Romans chapter 8, 17 through 18 says, "If children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed towards us." How the believers there in Thessalonica dealt with their trials and tribulations would reflect who they really were in Christ, just as it does with us today. I mean, we don't have any evidence. We don't read anything there about them becoming hysterical. We don't read about any kind of bitterness or anger or retaliation. Therefore, Paul was proud of them. Remember, back in verse 4, he said he boasted of them to others. Yet please note on the flip side, we also don't see any sign that they were accepting this persecution like passive sheep either. They kept loving the way they had always loved, while still exercising righteous judgment all the way through, just as we're called to do today. And in doing so, these believers were, quote, counted worthy of God's kingdom, end quote. Now, please note, that doesn't mean that they had in any way earned their place, because none of us can. But it does mean that they were in their place, that they manifested Christ's likeness, that they bore evidence that they were one of his. The fact is, our behavior speaks of that relationship every day. Our lives say we are his, or they say we are not, or maybe even that we are in deep rebellion and sin.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.